One day I'm walking through a bus stop in Minneapolis, bus depot, and I knew in my heart, see, you get sensitive to the Holy Ghost the more you do this ministry. And the Holy Ghost said, that guy's really hurting. So I went up to him and I said, sir, are you okay? I'm a pastor at a local church here in town here. All my wife left me, he said, or something like this. Having marriage problems. I don't think she had left yet. And I said, really? And I ended up leading him to Christ. I said, what's your phone number? He said, well, gave me his number. I had my cell phone. Dialed up. Hi, this is Pastor Nick Kent from Little Word Christian Center. I just want to tell you, I met your husband here tonight at the bus depot. And he's telling me that you guys are having marriage problems. First of all, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves both of you. She ended up getting born again. I saw that man like 2 weeks later. I said, how's your marriage going? He said, it's great. Tell me that we're not having an effect out there. Glory to God. There's a man I prayed with one time. His name was Stanley Wiggins, Minneapolis. The guy was cracked out on cocaine. His wife left him. They had twin kids, twin daughters, I believe it was. He had no car. I went up to him and said, hey, can I give you some good news? He puts his head on, boy, I sure could use some. My wife left me, took my kids. I don't have a car. I lost my job. He went on like that. And I said, well, you came to the right place today. Jesus loves you, sir. I don't care what you've ever done in your life. God loves you just the way you are. He's the only one who can change you. We can't change you, brother. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe. You believe he died for your sins? Yes, I believe. You believe God raised him from the dead? Yes, I believe. Stanley, according to what you believe, you can know today you're going to heaven. Can I pray with you? Yes, he said. I prayed with him. 4 years later, I'm over in the same area of town. I'm walking through this parking lot. I hear some guy say, is that you? I turned around, walked up there, and I looked at this car, and he says, I said, I know you. And I said, your name's Stanley, isn't it? Stanley Wiggins. He almost fell over at the steering wheel. I don't always remember people's names. But the Holy Ghost remembered his name. And he's sitting in a Cadillac. He was sitting in a Cadillac. And he had like chrome reverse wheels on these nice wheels. And he said, you see, I'm doing a lot better than I was 4 years ago. And then he turned to the back seat and he had his two kids in the back seat with him. And he told me that his wife came back to him. He said he had a good job. He told me he was going to church. And the last thing he said to me that impressed me more than anything, he said, Pastor, I just want to tell you, ever since you said that prayer with me, the guy was cracked out of his mind. He said, I've never touched drugs again. Hallelujah. I've never touched drugs again. I never followed up on him. I never called him up the next day and said, Stanley, now make sure you go to church now. Make sure you read the Bible. We do that to every person we pray with now. We encourage him to go to church, read the Bible, pray, find a good Bible-believing church and everything else. But I can't force him to read the Bible. I can't force him to pray. I can't force him to go out on the streets. I can't force him to tithe. I can't force him to do nothing. They have their own choice. Yes. But he chose Jesus. I never saw him again. And that's why when people come against us for follow-up and they say, oh, those people didn't really mean it. The devil's going to eat their lunch. What do you think the devil's been doing, brothers and sisters? They're on the way to hell. He's eating their breakfast, dinner, and supper. Hallelujah. When you think about it, it's really stupid, isn't it? When you think about that follow-up question. I went to Pastor Mark Thomas's church. I'll never forget this. This was 2 years ago. It was a Sunday night service. And I shared a little bit about this last night. There was like 300 to 400 people there on a Sunday night. And I had taken Pastor Mark and Brenda out in 1988. And I think he even had a question. He'll admit it to me that he didn't know, you know, about this without following up on people and everything. But when I said it that night, the guy got free. But I just said, how many in this room today? And I know down south it's a little different than what it is in Minnesota and out, you know, west and all that stuff. But to make a long story short, I said, how many of you in this room had any follow-up at all? There's 300 to 400 people in there. Do you believe not one hand was raised in that church? Not even the pastor, Mark and Brenda. And they turned around and looked and he goes, I am free, he said. Amen. From the follow-up question. He got free. Because he didn't even have follow-up. And he's pastoring a church of 700 to 1,000 people. I didn't have any follow-up. I preached in 12 different countries. That's sick. The devil, how he lies to people. Uh-huh. Oh, you can't just go out there and say a prayer. Is that right? The Bible said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans 10:13.
That's right.
I called on him on August 22nd, 1976. I'll never forget it. Because he came into my heart and I've never been the same since. And these people I pray with, they're never going to be... I tell them, you'll never be the same. Did you mean that, sir? Yes, I did. God loves you as much as he does me. It changed me, delivered me from alcohol, he'll deliver you. Do you really... People walk up to... I'm telling you, would you pray for me? I want to quit drinking, they say. They're drawn to the light. They walk up to... You guys are ministers, aren't you? It happens to us all the time. My group, you can attest to what I'm saying. Happens all the time. You guys are from the church, aren't you? Well, how'd you know? Well, I can sense it. I can tell. It's a light. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. Don't just come one time, or you came last night and you're coming today. And keep going. Someone told me, I think a lady last night, she said she wants to do this every week. Every day. You don't have to wait till you have a special speaker come in. You can do it every day. Go to restaurants, hotels, wherever you go. Can I share some good news with you? What good news? Well, the good news is, you know, the Bible tells us we can know for sure we're going to heaven when our life ends. Hallelujah. Can I get a couple guys up here? We're going to demonstrate how we witness to people. Somebody have a tractor? I mean, we do it different. Everybody does it different. But this is my approach. It really works. I wrote this track 1993. I used to use this big track. It was like an accordion. You pull it out, take 20 minutes to read. So the Lord said, write another tract. So I wrote a tract. It's done in like between 12 and 14 different languages now. Hallelujah. But we just wrote it out. Have you heard the good news, it says? A lot of people are looking for good news. There's a lot of bad news in the world, isn't there? The Middle East. Poor Catholic Church. My Lord. I don't have many people tell me on the streets that they're Catholics anymore. They used to tell me that, oh, I'm Catholic. It doesn't matter what name's on the door. God loves all people. But I'm just saying. See? We have to live what we preach, too. God loves us. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's married to the backslider, it says in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. I'm married to you, he said. O backsliding Israel. He loves us. He hates divorce, it says in Malachi. But he loves him. But see what happens when we get into sin and things? It's a reproach. And a lot of people won't listen to you. That's why we have to examine our own hearts, walk in the light as he's in the light. Amen? And I guarantee you, the more you do this, the more you get in the Word, the more light. I remember when I was drinking, reading the Bible one time, I got convicted. But I'd just been saved, see? I didn't know no better. I love the Lord, though, because I felt His presence. I just walk up, why don't you help me, too? Okay. And we need to see two of you guys. Yeah, why don't you come with me then, okay? Do we have any books here? Yeah, got these. We have a pad. We write down the people's names when they pray with us. We have Bibles that we give people if they don't have Bibles. But I'll just walk in. Hey, guys, how are you doing today? Hey, my name is Nick. I used this last night. I just flew down from Minnesota last night. And you know, I'm really amazed that most people that I talk to in Oklahoma, they believe in Jesus. They believe he was the Son of God. They believe he died on the cross for them. They believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on Easter. But you know, most of them really don't know they're going to go to heaven when their life ends. I'm telling them the truth. I said, do you guys know today if anything happened to you? Do you know for sure you'd go to heaven?
Yeah. We're born again. So, no, I'm just kidding. No. I don't know. Hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Okay. That's good. And you do run into people like that, too. Especially down in Tulsa. Because there's so many Christians down here, you know. There's no sinners down here. That's a church on every corner, you know. Bible school here, Bible school there. I mean, it's just... But anyway, what the good news is, you know, the Bible promises us, in these scriptures right in the tract, 1 John chapter 5, I don't always quote the scripture to them, but I'll just tell them, you know, the Bible says, these things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. See, sir or ma'am, you can know today if anything happened to you. You can have that assurance in your heart that you go to heaven, okay? And you can know that by, it says right here in the New Testament, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart, like you just told me, that God raised Jesus from the dead, confess that, believe with your mouth, that you would be saved. Would there be any reason today, while I couldn't just say a short prayer with you, which you already told me you believe, just to make sure you go to heaven? Hardly anybody says no. Some people might say, no, that's okay. Doesn't the Bible say when you pray, you go in your closet? Like I shared last night. And I say, yeah, that's true. You can go home. A lot of times people say, well, I don't want to pray that now. And I'll just say, can I just give you this? And, you know, go home on the bus or whatever. People are waiting for buses. Read that on the way home from the bus and just ask the Lord. I guarantee you'll come in. And when you do that, tell someone what you did. You know? Just tell somebody what you did tonight. Mm-hmm. Pretend I just prayed with you now, okay? You got born again. You guys have a Bible? You don't have one, right? Here, we just want to give you this Bible here, and on the back page here, here's that prayer we just prayed. Would you just mind signing your name and a date? Just to remind yourself and remind the devil that you gave your heart to Jesus Christ today. And then they sign their name in the back. We have a couple Gideons with us, so they get Bibles for us all the time. And we give them the Bible. We have these in Spanish also. We don't have them today with us, but we do have some. But, I mean, you give them Bibles. You ask, do you guys have a church? I'm going to assimilate that. Here, we're from a church in World Outreach Church. It's right over there.
I heard of them.
Yeah, they're over on, I think they're on Aspen and Greeley or whatever. And time of services are there, and Pastors Mark and Janet Brzee. And if you don't have a church, we'd just love to invite you to come. You know, our services are at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and, you know, I don't know, is Pastor Mark on radio or anything down here? Okay. Well, anyway, you know, I tell them Pastor Mac Hammond's on television every Sunday at Channel 11, 10 o'clock, and it's awesome. And they might say, oh, yeah, I saw him one time. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. And then you give them the information. We're handing out literally thousands of brochures every week, not only promoting our church, but all the churches, all born-again, spirit-filled churches that we know of. I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them. And then we'll give, hey, we're from Living Word, but my friend is right down the road here. And I ask, where do you guys live? Do you live right around here? Yeah, they live right there. Well, my friend's got a church two blocks down the road. His name is Sam Nero. Why don't you go visit him? Yeah, amen. One minister said that 60% of all people said they'd go to church if they were invited by somebody. That's pretty good statistic. 6 out of 10. It's really good down here when you consider, you know, a lot of people don't go to church even if they're born again. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, I'm going to pretend this is a different book. We used to use Billy Joe's book, This New Life, and we'd give him that, and it's like 8 chapters. Talks about being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, prosperity, all the promises in the Word. And we give him, I'd just like to give you this book, too. And you know something, guys? If I never see you again on this earth, because I'm going back to Minnesota tomorrow, I know one day I'm going to see you in heaven.
All right.
And I said the same prayer you did on August 22nd, 1976. Just remember this day today. May 4th, 2002. And sometimes we write that right on their tracts or brochures. And this is your spiritual birthday. And God loves you. And I'll see you in heaven if I don't see you here again, okay?
Okay.
Amen. And that's how easy it is. De nada. That's how easy it is. It's not a hard thing to do. All they can say, I found out two things they can do. Hey, can I give you some good news? No, I don't want to hear it. Or yes, I'd like some good news. They say yes or no. And again, the evangelist brings them that to decision. Would you like to hear some good news? No, I don't want to hear it. Well, Jesus loves you. Have a good day. Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, they say. I'm glad somebody loves me. Because a lot of people don't think anybody loves them. They've been taught all their life that God's mad at them. They haven't been in church in 20 years. Sometimes they almost say, praise God. When they say, I'm a so-and-so, and I used to go to church, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and you know, it was a dead church, never preached life. And I'm going to say, oh, that's okay. Here, we got a good church right over here, World Outreach Church. Check it out if you haven't been to church. You're not going to cheat steal. We're not out there to do that. If they're going to church, if I meet a Catholic and they say, I'm a Catholic, I say, hey, keep going to your Catholic church. But if, you know, you ever come to a place in your life that you just want to learn more about the Bible or something, maybe your Catholic church is charismatic. I don't know. But a lot of us, you know, Catholic church, I used to condemn them. I meet someone, they say, I'm a Catholic. I say, you shouldn't pray to Mary. Yeah, you win a lot of people to Christ by that. Pope's not perfect. And after you lead them to Christ, they get out of that Catholic church. It's a, you know, yeah, it's a cult. I used to say that to people. But that's not the love of God. But a lot of people are doing that. That's why they don't want to hear sometimes. Because they think we're all alike. And they think we're going to condemn them. I remember years ago I read a book by Jerry Savelle, Sharing Jesus Effectively. Amen. And there was this one guy who was walking down Pismo Beach, I believe it was. I mean, this is almost 20 years ago I read the book. So I don't, you know, if I quote it or not. But this guy was a hippie. And all these Christians, so-called Christians, were condemning him. Telling him, you're going to hell. Your hair is too long. Long hair is, you know, a shame to a man. And just Just cut them down with the Word of God, using the Word. Long hair is a shame to a man. Cut them down. And I find out even on college campuses they do that. My son went to a college in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and he said, "Dad, there's some preachers out today telling everybody they're going to hell today." Pointing at him, telling him, "Point your finger, you're going to hell, you hippie. You drug addict, you. Prostitute." We pray with prostitutes in Minneapolis. Get born again. God loves you. Amen. Some of the prostitutes we pray with used to be born again. Isn't that amazing? Hey, we love you. Jesus loves you. The pimps down the corner getting ticked off. As you're praying with the prostitutes, get born again. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be instant in season, out of season. Ready at all times. Carry tracts with you at all times. We have tracts in little bundles here today. Our friends of people from your church and our church have put things together. We have information we're going to take. I just ask that the leaders take the information today. Just the tracts and everything. Please do that. We just want to make sure we have enough. I brought like 5,000 tracts down here. You know, that we, in Spanish, English, we have children's tracts. We probably have, you know, plenty of tracts to go around. A lot of times if I pray with the whole family, I don't give everybody in the family. If they got 10 kids, I don't give them 10 tracts. You know, like I don't give them 10 Bibles. You know, especially when, you know, you're going to be here for a couple days and we want to